Blog Talk Radio.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and liftoff.
Coach on Fire Radio.
Fire the tire.
There you go. Can you hear me, Catherine?
I can hear you.
Good. Okay, we're pretty much set. So, let me think here. You may, well, we usually on a premiere show like this where I'm interviewing you, don't generally get a lot of calls, but in your case, we may.
Okay.
So, mostly those will be calls congratulating you and saying you're awesome and things like that. So after, since I'm not in the studio, you're going to have to, and I'm interviewing you, you're going to have to alert me when there's a caller, and then you will just unmute them just like you did here. And we'll take that call and then end that call, go back to the interview, or if there's several calls lined up, we'll take all of those and then go back to the interview. So what you're going to do when the show starts is introduce yourself and Energy and Radiance Radio, talk a little bit about, you know, just a couple of lines about what the show is going to be about, and then you introduce me, and you and I engage for a bit, and then you just follow my lead on the questions, and if a caller shows up, then let me know. We'll take that. When we get to the end of the show, and we're wrapping, as soon as we wrap, then you play that close music where it says general close there. Just click the play button, and then as soon as that's over, you end the show and log out. It's really that simple.
Sure.
So a lot of people think there's a lot of moving parts, but for you, this isn't gonna be a problem at all. So how you been?
Good. How have you been?
I've been good. Busy, but good. Busy is always good.
Busy is always good.
So you did a scope this morning, huh? How'd that go?
Yep, I did two of them. Pretty good. I'm so close to 27,000 followers now that I can taste it. So that's exciting and it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
So I've added another show in the afternoon, which I hadn't done before. I was just always doing my morning one. That's exciting. I've gotten some good feedback from that too. So good.
Yeah. I'm starting to get some feedback. What kind of microphone are you using?
It's a Blue Snowball.
Okay, that should be good. And you have a headset with it, right?
Yep.
Okay, a couple more minutes, and if it doesn't improve, we might take you out of Direct Connect and have you reconnect, because the connection right now, and it may improve here in the next couple of minutes, sometimes it does. Right now I'm getting some breakup on it, but if you've got the snowball and a headset, it's not the mic. Weather good back there right now?
Yeah, it's clear, a little cold, but it's pretty clear. No snow, so that's
okay.
Good.
No snow, clear, so we don't have any storms that are brewing there. Sometimes this HD studio can take an awful lot of bandwidth, even though it's just audio. For some reason, it seems to take more than a video sometimes. Do you have that Direct Connect screen in front of you, or do you already minimize it? Pull it up.
Okay. Got it up.
I don't want you to end the show, but can you see where to get out of that and just disconnect and then reconnect it? Can you
just
see that?
End call. Just end call.
Go end call. Don't end show. Just end call.
Okay.
And then let's try. Now, you and I won't be able to talk while you're doing that, but let's end the call and then try reconnecting.
Okay.
Okay. Is that better at all?
Yeah, a lot better. I don't know what was wrong, but that'll work. So,
okay.
Hey, we're good to go. Okay. Yeah, there was something not quite right with that first connection. And sometimes we have to do that. It's why we get on early. And when you have a guest, we'll do this, and then we'll just kind of chat with the guest and time and chill. Probably not quite this early now that you've had the hang of it. But, you know, 6 or 7 minutes before the show, you get in there.
Okay.
Talk
yep.
to the guest, kind of outline what's going to go on, and I'll be there too to make sure everything's, you know, going well, and we'll just kind of chat and go from there. But today it's just you and me and whoever's listening and calls in to say hi.
Okay.
Big plans for Christmas?
No. My sister lives in Tampa, and
uh-huh.
we've gone there the last few years, but I'm not going this year. We'll be with my fiance's family this year for Christmas up in Clear Lake, Iowa. Nothing too big.
Iowa.
Yep.
Yeah. A little warmer down in Tampa.
Yeah, it's a little bit. It's kind of weird on Christmas, though. You know, I'm so used to snow, so it's kind of weird when you go down there and you see, you know, all the lights on houses and stuff without snow. It's kind of weird, but.
Yeah, we're kind of used to that out here, just like Florida
mm-hmm.
would be, you know. All the Christmas decorations are up on the pier and the beach and, you know, and everything else. And when it's 75, 80 degrees outside, it doesn't feel very Christmassy.
Right.
All right. We've got 6 minutes. How's the business going? Going good? Getting lots of clients?
Yeah. Yep. I'm doing a lot of, been doing a couple of, doing a free thing for December where I do 30-minute calls for free. So I've gotten a lot of those going. And it's just,
nice.
It kind of, when it's a slow season, it's kind of nice to do stuff like that because that's really where my passion is working with clients. So it's always nice to do one of those to just kind of get a little bit of, selfishly, it's good to get a little energy from them.
There you go. That works, and some of those, of course, you know, will go into your programs and private coaching clients and things like that.
Correct.
So that's always very, very cool.
Yep. And it's nice. I mean, a lot of them have come from my Periscope, so it's nice to actually – they know a lot about me, and they know, you know, what I'm like and what I sound like and all of that. But I don't – you know, I know them from interacting, but you still – there's still, like, a dimension that you don't know because you've never seen them or heard their voice or really talked to them about their specific problem. So it's really fun to actually get to know my audience as well. So.
Yeah, that's always really cool. Always really cool. That's the downside of live streaming the way they have it right now is you can't see them, you know, in return, but it's about to change.
Yep. Well, I know they've got, you know, several different things out like Blab, the old Blab, and then they revamped Blab too. So that's kind of, they have ways that you can do it, but it's a limited, you know, whereas my audience would be way too big to put in a Zoom call or,
Right.
Or something like that, because, I mean, you'd only still be able to see so many people. So, but like
yeah,
you said.
I use Zoom a little bit. Blab has changed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And they basically told all the business people to go away. They wanted just informal, spur-of-the-moment chat. And then they've come back with a little bit of a different model since then. And I don't think they really know what they want to do.
Yep.
So, but Facebook Live's about ready to, and there's some third-party apps now that Sean and I have experimented with where you can do an interview with Facebook Live with someone in a different location. So that's pretty cool. And Facebook Live's about to unleash their own version of that from what I hear. And I also hear Periscope's working on that. So that ought to be really interesting too.
Yeah. I like Facebook Live. I think it's great, but it, you know, Facebook's, it's really hard to reach new people with it, you know, if you're not willing to pay.
Oh yeah.
And
the organic,
I think,
reach on Facebook,
yeah,
is practically non-existent anymore.
Yep. Yep. And I just, the delay is such a pain in the butt. I mean, if you're not used to Periscope, it's fine. Like if you just originally started on Facebook and you're used to it, it's fine. But Periscope, Facebook is kind of, ugh.
Yeah, Facebook Live's got that delay, and no.
Michael, are you still there? Hello?
Yeah, sorry, I muted myself.
Okay.
Facebook Live must use a slower server or something. I don't know, but that delay will drive you nutty.
Yeah, it does.
I know.
And part of me thinks that they do it on purpose so that they can, like, they monitor what goes up on Facebook. It seems like a lot better than what Periscope would ever do. So part of me is like, that's almost what they've tried to do just to help be able to monitor. I don't know. And I could be wrong about that.
That's quite possible. I mean, it's kind of scary, some of the things Facebook can do.
I mean, it is.
Like,
it is.
You know, the facial recognition that they're experimenting,
yep,
with. That's really scary. You post a picture of someone, and that'll read who it is.
Yep.
Just from the picture, without you putting anything in there.
Used to always ask if it was my mom when it was pictures of me. It would ask me if I wanted to tag my mom in it. I was like, that's bad. But I think it's getting better now. So
that's pretty funny. Are you your mom? I hope not.
Yes.
I like that. That's funny.
All
right, we've got about a minute here. So let's just kind of wind
down. It's
about
10 seconds.
10 seconds? Okay.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1. Zero and lift off.
Coach on Fire Radio.
Fire the tire.
Welcome to Energy and Radiance Radio. My name is Catherine Huber, Queen Sparkle Spitter of America. I'm a life energy coach, and we at Energy and Radiance Radio want to bring you the most inspiring, the most energetic 60 minutes of radio on air. Weekly guests and topics are going to have you so energized, so pumped to bring your inner radiance out in order for you to live the life you've always wanted. Don't forget, all of December, I'm giving away free 30-minute coaching sessions that I call Spit Shines. For your free Spit Shine, head over to the website bit.ly/spittingsparkles. And let's get to our first show. Today, I have the pleasure of having a personal interview done by the one and only Michael Brooks, founder and creator of the Coach on Fire Radio Network. It's an honor that he would bring me into the fold, and I'm excited to have him help me launch my first show. Thanks, Michael. Take it away.
Wow. Thank you for that introduction, Catherine. It is a pleasure and an honor to be with you on the premier show of Energy and Radiance Radio. We're quite the duo, the cerebral lawyer me and the highly energetic you. So it's going to be kind of an interesting show and fun and entertaining, I hope, at the same time. And we're going to do something a little different from our original premiere. We're going to call this kind of a pre-premiere. It's one of the fun things I do with all of our hosts on the Coach on Fire Radio Network, and that is I get to interview you. And a lot of the questions are going to be total surprises for you. So it's going to be an absolute hoot, a lot of fun, and we're just going to have a good time here today. So, but I do want to start with some serious stuff. I want to talk about who Catherine is. Where have you been? Where are you headed? And what's your vision for not only your business, but the show in the coming weeks? What can the audience expect?
Sure. Well, I am a Midwestern girl, Iowa proud. I always tell people that if you've never met an Iowan, I would put us in the same category as Texans. We're just like uber proud of our state. Like if we can talk about Iowa, we're like, we feel good about it. So I'm definitely a proud Iowan. I am full of energy and I really believe that the world in general is just an amazing place and there are amazing people in it. There's a ton of positivity and it's something we need to express more at this time and state in the world. We just need to bring as much positivity and as much energy to the world so that we can get the things done that need to be done so that we can live better lives and so that future generations can be proud of the legacy that we've left behind. So for this radio show, I was really excited when you contacted me because I feel like reaching a large audience and bringing that is so important. And I have put myself inside networks where I surround myself with similar people to my values about positivity and bringing amazing qualities to the world. And those people need to have a platform to speak. More people need to be able to show all the positive things, all the positive energy that they're giving to the world. And so I was really excited when you contacted me, especially to have an interview show that I can bring some of the wonderful people that I've met on my journey to more a larger audience here on the radio. So I'm really excited.
Very, very cool. And positivity is so critical in today's world and society in a sea of negativity. So
right.
How specifically do we change that culture of negativity we have, particularly here in the United States, but it really encompasses the entire world?
Sure. I think the biggest thing is really starting with ourselves. Like, it's easy to say, okay, there's all these problems in the world. There's all this negativity in the world. Let's attack one of those problems. But ultimately, it starts with the individual. If we are looking at if we're waking up every day and having a negative attitude, or we're waking up and believing that we're exhausted all the time, we're never going to have energy. You know, we're never going to have positivity. If we wake up hating our job, hating our life, hating our relationships, that's where it starts small and then it expands into all these other bigger social issues. I'm a firm believer that if we start working on ourselves as individuals, that's when we're going to make the world a better place on a small level, and then it's going to grow to a larger level. So really focusing on mindset, positivity, and where you're starting in your day and how you're using your purpose to make the world a better place.
Okay, very cool. And how did you get to this positive state? Is there a story behind that? How did you start out? Were you a negative person in the past? Were you surrounded by negativity and just said enough is enough? Let's talk a little bit about that and how you got to where you are today, delivering a message of positivity, high energy.
Sure. My parents are two of the most amazing people in the whole world. I had the most amazing upbringing, pretty much the perfect childhood. And, you know, I had suffered with depression through, you know, since I was a kid, really all pretty much my entire life. And even though I had a wonderful upbringing, that depression played a big role in my life. So I went off to college. My parents both have degrees that are higher than a bachelor's degree. My sister has her doctorate as well. So going to college was just the thing that I was supposed to do. So I went for a couple of years and I ended up dropping out. I was in the right place at the right time in a retail career, and I was just able to rise up the ranks in retail careers, going from store to store, becoming assistant manager, manager. And I thought I was doing really well for myself, but there was something in me that was like, this is not enough. I was proud of the achievements that I had made, but I was still feeling like this is not enough. And that turned into just all this animosity. Like, I hate going to work. I hate helping. Like, this isn't enough. Like, me selling jewelry or me selling bridal gowns is not, it's it's a wonderful thing to do, and those are very important moments in people's lives, but it just wasn't enough. I knew that there was something more I had to give to the world. And funny story, when I was dealing with all of that, I saw one of my friends on Facebook. She had basically changed her entire life through this fitness career and this fitness program. And I was like, what are you doing? And she talked to me about it. She said, you should try it. And I tried it, and I started to feel better. I started to exercise more, and my attitude changed. And I remember a week after I started these hardcore, they were a lifting workout. That was what I was doing. And I had never really lifted except for in middle school basketball, and I hated it. But I was really enjoying it. And my fiance now, my boyfriend at the time, looked at me and said, what is up with you? Like, why are you acting like this? Why are you so happy all the time now? And I was like, you know, I think it's this workout thing. And from there, I decided, you know what, this is what I need to do. I love helping people. I love helping people with things that mean a lot, like their health and their wellness. So I went back to the University of Northern Iowa and got my degree in exercise science. And then from there, I knew that just helping someone with their health wasn't enough, because your health isn't just what you put in your mouth or how much you exercise. It's about your mindset. It's about your purpose. It's about something that feels really fulfilling. Your health is so multidimensional. And so I knew that I had to do more. And so that's when I got my life coaching certification. And that's how basically I became a life energy coach, because energy is one thing that my purpose has given me. It's something that my health has given me. And it's something that I'm really good at conveying to an audience and conveying to other people and helping people find where they're using energy that they might not be getting paid back for. And so that's where it all started.
Very, very cool. And you are known as the Queen Sparkle Spitter of America. You spit sparkles every day, sometimes several times a day, with one of the largest followings I've ever seen on Periscope and other live streaming platforms. How did that branding, for lack of a better word, come into play, and how does it relate to your message of health, fitness, and positivity?
Sure. You can find the YouTube video. I was driving in my car. This was when I drove and videoed myself. I don't do that anymore. I don't think it's quite safe, so I don't do that anymore. But I was driving. I had just started back at the University of Northern Iowa, and I was in my car, and I was recording a video. And I just felt in that moment that I was doing exactly what God put me on this earth to do. I was doing exactly, the reason I was born was where I was right in that moment. And I was driving to work, and I was so excited about school, and I was so excited about the potential that the future held for me. And I was just so excited that I'm on this video, and I say, I am like radiating sunshine. I am spitting sparkles. And you can see it on YouTube. It just came out. I don't even really know why I said that. And that video became my most viewed YouTube video. And people started saying, like, what is that? And it's basically just feeling like this is where I was supposed to be. Anybody can spit sparkles. It's not just me. It's anybody. And that amazing feeling of I'm living my purpose. I feel good about life. Nothing can bring me down. I'm the eye of the tiger, just like the introduction song said. And I really got sick of, on Periscope, I was trying to figure out, what am I going to call myself? This was before I became a certified life coach. I was like, what am I going to call myself? And then I said, okay, I'm so sick of everybody laying out all their degrees and telling me that they're like this and this and this. I was like, I'm going to make up a title. And I was like, what is better than Queen Sparkle Spitter of America? Like, I'm not a CEO. I'm not a president of a company. I'm not whatever. This was before I owned my company. I was like, I'm going to be Queen Sparkle Spitter of America. So it was a self-proclaimed title, basically to say that, you know, my value that I'm adding, I've gotten a lot from my education. I've gotten a lot from my background, but it's more so the energy that I bring to the table. And really, if I can have that title, so can anybody else. And they can feel that same sparkle spitting mentality. And so by being the queen, I'm just starting the movement.
Okay, Your Highness. So let's talk a little bit about, well, why don't we do it this way? Give me three tips that people can take away today on how they can be more energetic, radiant, positive, and spit sparkles all day long.
Sure. I think the first thing is analyze how you spend your day. A lot of people don't realize that they're investing their time and their energy into things that aren't paying them back. When it comes to your energy, you need return on your investment. And I'm not saying you're going to get that every day. Like, obviously, if you have kids and you put energy into them, there's going to be times when they suck all of your energy out. But at some moment through the lifetime of raising your kids, they're going to pay you back for that energy 100 times fold. You've got to really analyze how you're spending your day and where you're spending your time. And I think a lot of people will find that they spend their time and their energy in a way that does not pay them back. So it's, you know, we look for the quick fix. We look for the coffee or the Red Bull or whatever, or the sugar or whatever to get energy. But I think we would be a lot happier and we'd find a lot more energy if we stopped wasting energy doing things that don't pay us back. So that would be my number one tip. My number two tip, find your purpose. Do whatever you can to find the reason that you were put on this earth. And you were put on this earth for a reason, and it's a good one, and it's going to motivate you, and it's going to get you out of bed, and it's going to make you feel like you're spitting sparkles. Like, that's what it is. I was talking to a friend yesterday, and she was telling me about her daughter and how her daughter just really loved this thing that she was doing, this. She was making an episode, and she was just really feeling it. And I was like, that's spitting sparkles. That is the epitome of spitting sparkles. Go find what you love and do it. Life is too short. We only have so much time. Find your purpose, and you will find an abundance of energy. And then the last thing is get a good playlist. I mean, if any of you are listening and you are my Periscope followers, you know that it's all about the playlist. If you are feeling sad, if you are feeling down, you need to get your Pump Up playlist. You need to get your Katy Perry, your Icona Pop, your Justin Bieber, whatever you listen to that makes you feel in the zone, in the groove, and you play it and you blare it and you dance around your kitchen and you feel good about it. I mean, you don't even have to dance around your kitchen, but get a good playlist because that's going to give you radiance, energy, and just feeling like you can take on the world.
Very cool. People still listen to Justin Bieber?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I do.
Okay. I'm sure they do. He's quite popular. I want to go back to number two, Catherine. And I hear this a lot. I wrote a book a few years ago that talked a lot about finding purpose. How do you recommend someone that might not know what their purpose is? And I agree with you 100%. Every single one of us was put on this earth to fulfill a specific and unique purpose that only we can. And if we don't find that, we're not only not going to be fulfilled ultimately, but that purpose is going to be lost on the world forever. So how do you walk a client or someone that you're talking to through the process of finding their purpose?
Sure. I think I start off, the biggest thing is I start off with things, and this sounds really morbid and like very not sparkle spitty-ish, I guess, if that's the term. It's not, but I just made it up, so now it is. I walk them through what, if you were attending your own funeral, there's going to be a eulogy, something that all the nice things that people can think of, or maybe all the things that they're like even really stretching to think of that they're going to say about you. But don't think about that. Think about what the people, when they're at your reception for your funeral, again, this sounds super morbid, but what do you want them to be talking to each other about? Like, what are the stories that you want to have left behind? What is essentially that legacy that you have built over your life? What do you want them to hear? And basically what that's going to form is some ideas of what core values you got to live by. So I believe that you have to develop kind of a core and a base for your purpose. You've got to find these values in life that you're really not willing to negotiate on, or non-negotiable. Things like honesty, persistence, kindness, whatever those might be, loyalty. Maybe you just want, like, you want people at your funeral to say you were the biggest grinder ever. Like, you were just the most hardworking person that they ever knew. That's how you're going to start finding your purpose. Then I kind of go off into the world of more sparkly, and I like to take clients through a set of weird, wacky questions that you wouldn't really think about. Like, was there ever a day that you were doing something that you just forgot to use the bathroom? Like, you were doing a specific task and you just totally forgot to eat. You totally forgot that you didn't go to the bathroom. And what was that? And questions like, when you were a little kid, what was something that brought you utter and complete joy? Another one I love is, if your 7-year-old met you today, what is one thing that they would just want to beat you down for? Like, what is one thing that they would really just want to throw that dodgeball right at your face and say, why are you doing this? And that, I think, when we look back at some of the things that we did as children, we are really inspired by, you know, that is me at my core, without being tainted by society, without being tainted by expectations, without being tainted by adulting, you know, that term, adulting, without any of that, that we found utter and pure joy. I think purpose should bring you the most amazing feeling ever. And that's right where I try to find, from help my clients find.
Okay. And speaking of your business, just about a year old now? So, and it's going phenomenally well, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yep. Okay. K-Hub Enterprises was born actually just this past summer. So it's not even quite 6 months old, still a baby, but definitely very exciting. And I love seeing the evolution of what it's coming to be and different networking partners that I've been working with and all of that. So very exciting.
And in delivering that unique brand, you're doing it mostly one-on-one, or do you have group programs too? And how can people find you and access all the awesome things you're doing through that company?
Correct. I mostly work with clients one-on-one. However, because I had some interaction with some people who were not quite wanting to commit to one-on-one sessions, but still wanted to gain more information than just the free information that I put out in blogs and Periscopes and live streams, I've developed a 4-week group session as well that's interactive. You can go through it at your own pace, and you get unlimited access to weekly videos that I do and calls, and can interact with in a live Facebook group as well with questions. So that's really exciting. And then I also have a blog, a YouTube page, and I love me some Periscope, as you mentioned before. I just adore it. And so I'm always on there daily at 9:30. Central Time. You can head over to my website at KatherineElizabethHuber.com. If you can't remember that or don't know how to spell it, because I do have a kind of a unique spelling, all you have to do is go to bit.ly/spittingsparkles, and that's my website. And you'll be able to look at the arrangement of the products that I offer and get in contact with me and find all of my social media links right there.
Very cool. All right. And now, Catherine, I'm not in the studio today, obviously. So, why don't we give out the phone number, and if
sure.
anyone might like to call and ask you a question or say hello, we would love to have you be a part of our show today. And welcome, Catherine, to the Coach on Fire Radio Network and to Energy and Radiance Radio, is going to be absolutely awesome, and you're not going to want to miss even one episode. And because Catherine has such an amazing following on Periscope, eventually we're going to even be live streaming them on Periscope, so all the Periscope followers can not only watch Catherine, they can call in. So Catherine, let's give out that phone number, and come on, guys, come in and congratulate Catherine, say hello, and ask us a few questions. We'd love to have you.
Sure. So the phone number, guys, here is 646-716-7979. And that's 646-716-7979. 7979. We'd love to take your questions and get you spitting some sparkles.
All right. And speaking of spitting sparkles, this is the fun part of the show for me, Catherine, because I get to ask you lots of surprise questions and delve deep into who Catherine really is. And so you don't know that these are coming, and they're just going to be fun, and some of them will be a little more recommendation in process. But let's start with one of those.
Okay.
What's your favorite book, or what book in the last 6 months have you read that you would recommend to others that's just absolutely incredible?
Sure. One of my friends, actually, who I met via Periscope, wrote a book, and it is on Amazon. Her name is Ketchy, is the first name. It's spelled N-K-E-T-C-H-I, and she wrote an amazing book that's literally, I read it in two sessions, and if you know me personally, you know that I hate reading. Like, I was the kid that would do anything not to read, even for pizza. Like, we had the Book It when I was growing up with Pizza Hut, and I would just, like, do whatever I could do to not read. But she wrote a book called The – oh, I knew you were going to ask me this question, too, and I should have gotten – it's The and Ketchy's going to kill me now. Something of positive perception. And it's just, it's brilliant. It's everything that you already know. Like, it's everything that you already know, but in a way that you just are like, oh my gosh, like, why didn't I think about it that way before? And elevate your life. And I will find the title.
Okay.
Is Elevate Your Life with the Power of Positive Perception is the title of the book.
Nice.
And it's amazing. You can find it on Amazon. She actually ended up being an Amazon bestseller. So it's really flawless. The cool part now, you can buy the hard copy, and it's got my recommendation on the back. So that is also cool as well. But really, don't buy it for the recommendation. Buy it because the book is just phenomenal. And you'll just really be able to relate to things, and your life will be given more positivity, because we all need a little bit more positivity.
Absolutely. And do you have a celebrity crush? Even your fiance might not know about.
Ooh, celebrity crush. I think Ryan Reynolds is one of the most handsome men ever. Definitely.
Okay.
But I think the one that my fiance does know about, he is a big WWE fan, and my Periscope followers know this. I'm not ashamed to say that I am now a WWE fan as well. We watch all the pay-per-views. We watch pretty much every single weekly show. And one of my favorite wrestlers is Dave Bautista. So he's pretty good looking. He's actually in Guardians of the Galaxy. He's one of the characters in that too. So he's pretty awesome.
Ah, okay. Well, that's a different one. All right. That's very, very cool. And that's kind of a health and nutrition person. Do you have a favorite guilty indulgent in the food area?
Oh, definitely tacos. And I'm talking chicken tacos, fish tacos, any of that. I love tacos because I think they're so versatile and they don't ever necessarily have to taste the same. I went to Nashville 2 years ago, and I'm not a big fish person, but I had fish tacos in Nashville at a bar called One, I believe. And they were amazing, just amazing. And they don't make you feel super full. And weighed down like some of the other really soul foods can, but a lot of flavor packed into a little thing that can be really fresh and healthy if you want it to be.
Yeah, fish tacos are really big out where I live here in San Diego, California. Mm-hmm. Big time specialty, and fish tacos are insanely popular in this part of the country. So very cool. Very cool. Do you have a favorite television show that you don't want people to know that you watch, but you watch it anyway?
Oh boy. Well, I would say that all the W, like Raw and SmackDown, but pretty much everybody knows that I watch. I do like me some Vanderpump Rules. It's like kind of the spinoff of the Beverly Hills Housewives, but I do like that show. It's probably a guilty pleasure of mine.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Favorite dessert?
Oh, cake. I love cake.
Okay.
Preferably
cake,
white.
Of flavor of cake. White cake.
Yeah, pref-
All right.
Yep, like white wedding cake. That's my favorite. And if you have a wedding
white
and you don't have
cake.
Cake, that's wrong. You should not have a wedding.
Yeah. Yeah. If you don't have cake at a wedding, that's just plain wrong. You got to have
exactly.
cake at a wedding.
Yep.
And, of course, the wedding cake business, as you know, coming from the retail environment that you did, is absolutely huge. It's
mm-hmm.
billions and billions of dollars in wedding cakes every year. And every wedding I go to, I definitely have some cake. So.
Absolutely.
Well, let me see. What else can we ask Catherine to find out about her? How about giving us one thing that most people don't know about you?
Especially my Periscope followers, because with my social media business, I transitioned to Catherine, but the majority of people who know me call me Katie. And I usually, like anybody that talks to me in person that knows me, I usually go by Katie, but it's been something that I've transitioned to. And so it's really funny when people in person call me Catherine, because I won't usually turn my head. Like if someone says, "Hey, Catherine," I'll be like, "Who's that? Who are you talking to?" So I think that might be, most people know that who know me, but people who are, you know, Periscope followers or anybody on social media that hasn't met me in person, wouldn't necessarily know that.
Okay. Katie, that's something that the Periscope people and the radio audience obviously does not know. So very, very cool. All right, what else do we have for you here, Catherine? A favorite movie that you've watched in the last 6 months that might be positive in nature and uplifting?
Oh, I think everyone should try and watch Creed. It's the newer Rocky movie out with Adonis Creed and then obviously Sylvester Stallone that plays Rocky. And it's very, you know, you look at it, the life of a fighter is very... especially when it comes to looking at your life as an individual, just the motivation. My life coach actually had me watch this movie and think about, you know, especially with all the social media, we tend to compare ourselves a lot. And so I believe that's one of the ways that negativity just spreads so easily, because we evaluate people with their filters. And, you know, I don't share anything on social media that I wouldn't necessarily want people to see. You know, I mean, I do now because I don't care. But I think the average person is going to go out of their way to display the things that they put on Instagram or on Facebook as their most beautiful and their most proud moments, because that's what we want to share with our friends and family. And so it's really easy when you're having a bad day, you scroll through your Instagram feed or your Facebook feed and you look at everybody's, you know, you see people getting married and you see people having kids and you see people buying houses and all of these wonderful things are happening with people. And you kind of look at your life and you're like, what am I doing with myself? And so with this Creed movie, that was something that I always did. I would always compare myself to everything. And there's a part in this movie where Rocky is telling Adonis to look in the mirror and saying, who is that person in the mirror? And he's like, well, it's me. And he's like, well, what does he do when you throw a jab? He says, you throw it right back, or he throws it right back. And essentially in this battle of life, in this journey of life, you're not competing with anybody else. Your story is unique. Your sparkle is unique. Your purpose is unique. And you're really doing the best that you can, beating that person in the mirror, just take them one step better than what they are, and then they'll push you back. So I think it's hot. We get caught up in comparing ourselves with other people's journey and other people's successes when we should really be focusing on what our journey is and what our purpose is and how we can be better today than we were yesterday.
Okay. Very cool. Catherine, are there any callers on the line first, since I can't see here?
We do not have any callers.
Not any callers. Okay. So let's give out the phone number one more time, and here's your last chance to call in and say hello to Catherine Huber of Energy and Radiance Radio and the Queen Sparkle Spitter of America. So let's give out that number one more time, Catherine, and we'll get right back to the interview.
Just because I'm royalty, guys, doesn't mean that you can't call in. The phone number is 646-716-7979. That's 646-716-7979.
Great. And we won't even make you curtsy if you call in. So.
We won't.
Okay, Catherine, do you have a dream car that you would like to purchase at some point?
As a kid, when we would play those games, was it MASH? I think it was MASH on a piece of paper. I always picked a Jeep. I mean, I don't think I'd want a Jeep now, but I can't really think of any car that I'd really want more. So we'll just say a Jeep. I always wanted a red Jeep.
Okay. Just kind of a regular Jeep, huh?
Yep, just a regular, you know, one you can pop the top off of? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So you can cruise around.
Do you have a favorite motivational quote?
That's a good one. Oh my goodness. I don't think I have a specific one, to be honest. I think, you know, be all that you can be is a really good one. Super generic, but I love it. And really, I think it changes from time to time, depending on my mood. That sounds so weird, but definitely another one is just do it. God bless Nike for that. I mean, you know, just go out and do it. It's scary. Life is scary, but just go do it.
Okay. And other than WWE, do you have a favorite sport? Are you a football fan, baseball fan, basketball?
Sure. Growing up, I was a big soccer player, so I do like watching soccer from time to time, but I'm definitely a diehard Cubs fan. My dad blessed me with that curse of being a Cubs fan, but finally we won the World Series. So that's great. I do love some baseball, and really just the Cubs. So,
yes, the curse was lifted.
Finally,
after all those years and all the suffering Cub fans, there's actually a lot of Cub fans out here in California, but I am a San Francisco Giant fan, but once the Giants were out, defaulted obviously to the Dodgers, and the Cubs kind of took care of them fairly quickly. Not a happy camper, so... But Catherine's very happy because the Cubs are the world champions in Major League Baseball, and they won the World Series after, what was it, 100 years or something? Ridiculous?
Yep.
It's just crazy.
Yep.
Absolutely crazy. What is your most embarrassing moment ever, Catherine?
Oh, goodness. I have a lot of embarrassing moments. I mean, I have pretty much embarrassing moments every day of my life just because it's who I am, and it just is what it is. But I think one of my most embarrassing moments cannot be said on air. Actually, the last time I talked about it on air, it was on a Periscope, but I was masked. So nobody could tell who I was. But my second most embarrassing moment is, you know, I was a tumbler I really wasn't a tumbler. I was just a cheerleader in high school, but I learned to tumble the last couple of years that I cheerleaded. And I was trying to do a running back tuck. So you do a round off back tuck. And I leaped into the air after my round off, and I was feeling pretty good. I felt like I was pretty high in the air, but I didn't get my chin tucked to make you turn around. So I went really high in the air, and then I fell flat on my tailbone in front of the whole boys basketball team. Thank goodness I went to a really small school, so it was only about like 10 people, but it was still pretty embarrassing.
Is that on video?
It's not on video. It should have been. It should have been.
Might have gone viral.
Totally
okay.
Would have.
All right, Catherine, let's kind of segue back here to a little bit and talk more about, first let's recap what your show is going to be about, Energy and Radiance Radio. And now let's give the audience some tips on how they can go out today and make it the best day ever and be as positive, energetic, and radiant as they possibly can be. Maybe some different tips than we gave in the first half hour. So, but first, let's talk a little bit about Energy and Radiance Radio, what people can expect in the coming weeks, And then let's give your website out again, and we'll go from there.
Sure. Well, you guys, Energy and Radiance Radio is going to be kind of, you know, what I do via Periscope, but more excitingly, you're not just going to hear from me. So I'm pulling in guests from across the country, potentially universally, which will be exciting, to help you develop your energy, to bring your sparkle out, and to make sure that you are living life that just has you spitting sparkles every single day. I'm really excited about some of the people that I've talked to that we will hopefully be bringing on as guests, but we'll have to keep that for a secret for now. And we're going to get you spitting sparkles. We're going to get you shining and bringing out your inner radiance and just making sure that you can live every single day at level 10 with your energy and do the things that you want to do and be more efficient with the things that you have to do. So that's how we're going to do it. You can go to bit.ly/spittingsparkles to find everything about Katherine Huber, the queen, and all of my Spitting Sparkle events. And I'm really excited about it. It's going to be great. So tips that I would give. Go ahead.
Hang on. And just on that note, the Energy and Radiance Radio came about through a contest that you held on naming your show, and I believe we're going to announce the winner of that at your first official premiere. Is that correct?
That is correct. That is correct. I'm really excited. Obviously, the person that named it knows, but you guys don't know who is the lucky winner of my contest, so I'm really excited to announce that to all of you in who won the contest.
Very cool. And that will be announced on your first official premiere. Stay tuned for details on that. And you can find out information on when Katherine's first show will be on her website and on facebook.com/coachonfireradio. Just go there and you'll see all of our hosts, all of our awesome 20 hosts we have on the Coach on Fire Radio Network, of which Katherine is one of our finest and newest hosts. And I'm so excited about her show. But Katherine, let's kind of end here by giving some people some more takeaways on what they can do today when they're done listening with the show to be energetic, radiant, and positive and be spitting those sparkles right along with you.
Sure. I definitely want to end each show with a twinkle tip. So we're going to give you my twinkle tip for today. And that's to start off your day with a morning routine. By building this routine, you eliminate decisions in your morning and you also build a habit. With that, you will start off your day right. Starting your day the exact same way is important and will make your life so much more efficient. I hope that you got a dose of spitting sparkles for sure on that one. And I think with that, I always want to urge people to try exercise in the morning. Now, I'm one of those coaches. I'm one of those fitness people that believes that everybody has their own type of regimen that works for them. But I would encourage you, if you've never tried your workout in the morning, I would suggest it. It just starts your day off with a boost of energy, and it gives you also a source of energy that's more long lasting. I know I'm one, I can't exercise past 6 o'clock at nighttime because I just feel wired if I do that. But if I start out in the morning, I'm able to have that same amount of energy all throughout the day.
Okay. And are there, what about food for energy during the day? What do you do with that? Do you drink a lot of water? Do you have certain types of healthy snacks that boost that energy level? Is there any tips you can give us there?
Absolutely. I think always starting off your day with a little bit of fat and a little bit of protein, it just helps you have a sustainable source of energy right off in the morning and a little bit of carbohydrate. Make sure you get all those food groups in the morning. Just don't go to one type of food because you need to have all of those to sustain energy throughout the day. Like you said, water is key. One thing that a lot of people do not like, just flat water. So I recommend any sort of sparkling water without any sugars or sugar-free, like a just a sparkling water with natural flavors. Like I know Dasani has one and Perrier, of course, anything like that. But it'll give you kind of changing up that water habit. It's really important to stay hydrated because as we know, when we're dehydrated, we are tired as well. So absolutely. I'm glad you said that.
Okay. And walk me through when you're today, whether you're doing social media or doing a client, how do you do you get up like every 45 minutes or something from your chair and take a walk or, you know, do some stretches or what do you do to keep that blood flowing rather than just sitting at a computer all day long for those that
dance breaks.
Dance breaks.
For real.
Uh-huh.
For real. It's what I do. That's why I said that playlist is key. It's key to have. I try to schedule out my day in 30-minute increments so that I'm trying to do something different every 30 minutes and making sure, like you said, get up from the computer, get up from the phone, get up from whatever and move around a little bit. And I find the easiest, most entertaining way is just to dance in my kitchen. Now, my Periscope audience thinks my neighbors hate me, which could be the truth. They've never said anything about it, but so watch out on levels of music. However, a kitchen dance party is the perfect way to break up your day. And a song is about 5 minutes long. So you'll definitely get that kind of a break in your brain, a break in your muscles, and kind of just get your blood flowing, like you said.
Okay, very cool. That's an excellent tip, Catherine. And what's on your playlist? Give us 3 to 5 songs that are on your playlist.
Absolutely. My favorite one, and my audience knows this already, my Periscope friends, I love the song Iconopop, The World. And it's because the first lyrics are, they say you're freak when you're having fun, say you must be high when you're spreading love. And if you've been on Periscope and you've broadcast, you know there's trolls there. And usually people say that I'm on some sort of drugs, but it's really just pure energy. So that's definitely a good one to have. I don't know, anything with a good beat. I love Fifth Harmony. Work From Home is a good one. I love Pound the Alarm, Nicki Minaj. I'm a real big soundtrack person, so I love soundtrack Disney songs, which is weird, but they're fun. And, you know, a lot of them, they'll have a good beat and good music, too, and you can always sing. Singing is good, too, even if you're bad at it.
And other than the Disney songs, is there one song on your playlist that most people wouldn't expect you would listen to?
That's a good question. That's a really good question. I have anything from the Beatles to soundtrack from Moulin Rouge to Garth Brooks to Christmas, the Chipmunks, the Christmas song. I played that on Periscope the other day. So really, I don't think anything is out of the realm for me. And
gotcha. All right, Catherine. Well, it's been a pleasure being with you on this very first pre-premiere of Energy and Radiance Radio. I know a little bit more about you now, and I know that our audience does, and that's so awesome. Very, very cool. And I think I will turn it back over to you to wrap the show, and we'll look forward to your first premiere with Christmas coming just around the corner. We're not exactly sure when that will be, but we're going to get that out to everyone just as soon as we can and kind of go from there. So, Catherine, great job today. You've given us lots of great tips and on your message, your gift, and your philosophy, and I'm really, really excited about your show.
Me too. I am too as well, Michael. I just really want to thank you for this opportunity, and I'm really excited for the audience and spreading more positivity. I think you guys know that you want positivity, and I think that we're going to bring that with all the guests that we have here on Energy and Radiance Radio. So this was a wonderful show, and I hope you guys learned something about me that you might not have known. Remember to head over to bit.ly/spittingsparkles if you want to pick up a free 30-day spit shine and join me daily on Periscope at 9:30 a.m. Central for your daily dose of spitting sparkles. I hope that you guys got a dose of spitting sparkles today, and I want to thank you guys for taking the time to listen in, because time is something you can never get back. So I truly appreciate the fact that you guys spent a little bit of time with me. I hope you guys have a wonderful day.
Be great, everyone.
I can do anything. I can reach any goal today. I can do what I want. I can be what I want to be.
Coach on Fire Radio.